You are listening to MFM 92.6. Move to the music.
Half past the hour, 5 on MFM 92.6. The Lift Club still with you. Smooda is the name, but I'm not alone right now. There are people that I'm about to introduce to you, as today we are talking about opportunities to study at Stellenbosch University. Maroon Marties, as the university prepares for its annual open day. If you are a grade 11, grade 12 learner, thinking about your future, or a parent helping someone choose the next step, Open Day is a great opportunity to explore what the university has to offer. Stellenbosch University will be hosting its on-campus Open Day on Saturday, 18 April 2026, from the hour 8 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m. across both the Stellenbosch and Tigerberg campuses. So visitors will be able to explore. I know you want to know more about these universities, so they will take you to the Faculty of Exhibitions, attend information sessions, tour facilities, go to residencies, we have a lot of them, and speak directly with the lecturers and current students about their experiences. So for those who can't attend in person, there will also be an online open day launching on Monday, 20 April 2026 at 8:30 in the morning until July 2026. So you've got all the time when it comes to online. Entry to campus is free, free of charge, but booking is required for specific faculty sessions, and tickets will be available through Quicket from 18 March at 9 o'clock in the morning. As part of our open day conversations here on MFM 92.6, we're speaking with representatives from different faculties across the university. And today we're chatting with Prof. Vikas van Niekerk, Dean, and Emily Roberts from ESC Secretary, Final Year Industrial Student from the Faculty of Engineering at Stellenbosch University, talking about the prospective students that can expect and what to look out for the open day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I want to ask you firstly, Emily, before I ask Prof, the abbreviation ESC stands for?
So the ESC stands for Engineering Student Council, and you will definitely be seeing us on the open day.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Now, to start off, what makes the Faculty of Engineering unique at Stellenbosch University?
Yeah, well, I think Stellenbosch University Faculty of Engineering is definitely one of the top three faculties of engineering in South Africa. We have great facilities which are currently being refurbished. So if you walk through the campus, the engineering campus, you will find a very pleasant, very modern environment to study in. We have some of the best lecturers in South Africa. Nearly half of our lecturers are also registered professional engineers, so you get very, very good education from them. And then I think something that makes Stellenbosch Faculty of Engineering also very unique is we've got a very strong interaction with industry. That means that the degree and the training that you get at Stellenbosch is very relevant to what's happening out there in the real world, which makes you a lot more marketable as that. But from a student perspective, Emily?
So from a student perspective, I think what makes the engineering faculty specifically really unique is the incredible sense of community, with first year being very demanding and with the faculty being a little bit separate from the rest of the campus. You really get to know everyone within the faculty, whether it's classmates, lecturers, admin staff. The support system you gain is essential in your success.
Oh, amazing. Imagine we are in the top three in South Africa. That is very incredible. Yeah, that's another thing you must know about the engineering department here at the university. We're one of the best, if not even the best in South Africa, that I can tell you. But now for learners who might be interested in studying at this faculty, what are the key admission requirements and which school subjects are particularly important?
So let's start with the school subjects. So mathematics and physical sciences are very, very important for engineering, because that forms the basis on which all engineering modules are based throughout the 4 years. And you need to have at least 70% for mathematics and 60% for physical science to even enter into our programs. But we also have selection scores, because we get a lot more applications than we have room for. So you actually need marks significantly higher than that to be selected. You do not need engineering graphic design or IT at all. We will teach you how to draw and we will teach you how to program when you come to Stellenbosch. So the key issue is make sure that if you're a grade 11 learner that you do as well as possible in your mathematics and your physical sciences, but of course you must work hard in all your modules or all your subjects at school.
I hope the parent Charlene as well has got the answer now when it comes to the requirements, because she was asking this question as well, sent via our WhatsApp. So definitely now, Charlene, tell your young boy there to pass. We need them to pass, and then they come through and be part of Stellenbosch University. But now, once students graduate from your faculty, what career opportunities are typically available for them?
So the beautiful thing about engineering is that the sky is your limit. With industrial engineering specifically, as long as people want to save time and money, there's an opportunity for you somewhere.
Lovely, man. Lovely. And I've seen so many engineering students that I know, they are doing so well in these companies. One of them was telling me she's going overseas already. I was like, wow. And she just graduated, by the way, with her master's. That is well in Tloko. So I'm very proud of her. But now, which industries or sectors do your graduates usually find themselves working in?
Yeah, so traditionally, you would expect them to see them sort of in civil engineering, construction, transportation, in factories, industry, and you will see them in big companies like Eskom and Sasol, etc. So wherever the disciplines are applicable and they need the engineers, they will appoint them also, of course, in the mining and even in the agricultural section sector these days, because it's becoming so mechanized and computerized in agriculture as well. But then because we basically just teach you two things to do at engineering, we teach you to think and we teach you to solve problems, our graduates eventually work in a lot of other industries which are not necessarily engineering related. For instance, we have a very famous graduate who graduated with a civil engineering degree and eventually ran a bank. He was the CEO of one of the top banks in South Africa, coming in as a civil engineer.
Wow.
So we really believe that a engineering degree gives you a very good base to go into a lot of different industries, including industries which you might not directly associate with engineering.
And we're busy already. I think we are also have a finished product already when it comes to a public transport that is made now to run electrically, and it was being done here at our engineering. That is very amazing as well. Now, why would you encourage a prospective student to choose the faculty of engineering specifically?
From my experience, it's not just about the degree. You are surrounded by the most inspiring group of people, and you just get so many amazing opportunities that you really wouldn't elsewhere. For example, last year we had a module called Industrial Management, and the topic we were studying at the time was rail transportation in the supply chain. And one of my classmates, who has an intense interest in trains, managed to convince our lecturer to give the entire class the day off so that we could all go together and hop on the train at Strand, and we traveled to Kalk Bay and back. And experiences like that are such a testimony of what your time at Stellenbosch Engineering faculty will be.
Oh man, so lovely. I was so impressed as well with the new trains. They are so looking good. I hear they are safe as well. I want to take one, because the last time I took a train was the yellow ones, not these ones. So I'm definitely going to try it out as well. But what advice would you give to a learner who is currently considering this program or field of study?
I think it's very important that you make a very informed decision, right? So one of the things that we encourage school kids to do is to really go and chat to engineers working in practice, and actually to do some job shadowing as well. So you get a good feel of what it is to be an engineer, how he or she spends her average day. But as I said before, the most important is your mathematics and physical science marks. So you really have to work very hard at getting your maths down, because engineering is based on mathematics. And if you're comfortable with mathematics and you do well in mathematics, then engineering is definitely the career choice for you. But if you are struggling with mathematics and you have a hard time, then maybe engineering is not the best choice, because there will be a lot of math that you have to struggle through, not only in your first year. It keeps on going right until your final year. I just want to come back to a comment you made earlier about how many of our graduates are now being sought all over the world. A good example, you've mentioned a good example, but we also now have companies in the Netherlands that come to Stellenbosch University to recruit our students right after their bachelor's degree already to come and work for them. So Stellenbosch, the product that you will get in Stellenbosch is internationally recognized as quality. It opens up the whole world. Of course, we want you to go there and get the experience, but then 4 or 5 years later, come back to South Africa and make your contribution here.
Oh my goodness. You're hearing it, man. And I always say, we are coming for that number one. I'm still questioning why we're not number one yet, but we're coming for it. We're going to be back at MFM 92.6. Stay tuned, as we're going to be just having this conversation with the Faculty of Engineering here on MFM 92.6. I have Professor Vikas van Kerk, the Dean, and Emily Roberts, who is the ESC Secretary.
MFM 92.6.
MFM 92.6.
It is your Leaf Club on MFM 92.6. Imagine a world without engineering. Yo, it will be a bad, bad, bad world. And that's why we have this faculty here at the University of Stellenbosch. And it is one of the best faculties ever. And I'm having Professor Vikas van Kerk, the Dean, and Emily Roberts, who is from the engineering faculty as well as the ESC secretary, final year industrial student. All right. And we are in conversation just for you. If you're interested to be part of this faculty, what are the things you can expect? What are the requirements as well? Because open day is coming your way this April. But now, for those planning to attend open day, what is something visitors should definitely not miss at the Faculty of Engineering?
So what makes the visit on open day to the faculty very important and unique is the fact that we take the learners into our spaces. We take them into our laboratories, and they get to see real engineering systems. They get to speak to real engineering students who explain to them how the different experimental setups that we have, their work, etc. So that makes the visit very unique at Stellenbosch Faculty of Engineering. You can visit all 5 departments, which will probably take you most of the day, or you can just visit the 1 or 2 or 3 departments of the programs that you are interested in. When you arrive, you will find a tent. And in that tent, we will give you the general information. We'll take you for a lecture just to introduce the faculty, and then you'll split into groups where you will then get to interact with the staff and the students in the different departments.
And please do not miss the Engineering Student Council members. We will be helping you guys and taking you guys around. You can probably find everyone at a table, or they'll be assisting your groups. It's very valuable to ask students who are currently studying engineering some questions that you may have, because it's good to have informed answers before you make this big decision.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Professor, for coming in. And thank you, Emily, as well.
Thank
good
you
luck. It's your final year. I know. Please nail it. Nail it, as a belief, all right? On that note, NMFM 92.6, we are saying, if you'd like to explore more, make sure you attend Stellenbosch University Open Day, which is happening on Saturday, 18 April, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Stellenbosch and Tygerberg campus. You'll be able to visit faculty exhibitions, attend information sessions, tour the campus, and speak directly to staff and students about study opportunities. Remember that while entry is free, bookings for faculty sessions will open on Quicket from 18 March at 9 a.m. A big, big thank you, all right, to Professor Vikas van Kerk, Dean of the Engineering, and Emily Roberts, ESC Secretary, a final year as well student in the industrial part, all right? And we appreciate them for coming through from the Faculty of Engineering for joining us here at MFM 92.6. But if you missed any part of the conversation that we had right now on MFM 92.6, the interview will be available on the MFM 92.6 podcast channels, where you can hear more discussions with faculties across the university. So that is it. come as many as you are students. If you are interested in engineering, you know that your maths has to be top-notch. Come and study at this university. We are the best. They can say whatever they want. We are the best.
Stellenbosch, Kayamandi, Kloofersville. We've got you covered on 92.6. MFM 92.6. Move to the music.